You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I'd like to discuss, first of all, thank you to Rabbi Schachter for arranging this program. I wanted to share with you some thoughts about Manish Tana and I think broaden our perspective of what it means to celebrate Yontif and perhaps also shed a little bit of light in many ways as far as our perspectives on the Seder night, especially the Seder night that might be different than previous Seder nights and perhaps could let us focus less on the details of what it means to get ready for Pesach this year as opposed to other years, and more as far as what we are experiencing internally and how we can transform ourselves for the Seder night and the people whom we can become regardless of what's happening in the wonderful world around us. So let's see if I could share a... Hold on one second. I want to share with you one or two sources from a screen. Let me share this screen with you. And okay. So we're familiar with the Manish Tana, and the Manish Tana is not the same Manish Tana that we have recited earlier in history. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Manish Tana had a very different flavor that reflected the fact that it used to be that the Seder night was the night when we would actually be eating the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, and the experience was different than the experience. We were not in our homes in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. We were in Yerushalayim. We were rushing through the Seder because we had to make sure that there was time for all the rest of the Jews to get their Seder in, because the halacha was that you had to eat your Seder on the ground floor, and there was not enough room in Yerushalayim for all the Jews to sit or situate themselves on the ground floor, and they had to eat the Seder quickly, eat their matzah with their Korban Pesach quickly on the ground floor, and then they had to go up to the roofs to say Hallel because they had to allow another shift of Jews to get into the ground floor so that they could eat their Korban Pesach, sort of reminding us of other situations in life where you sometimes have to wait online or you have to go in quickly and leave quickly to allow other people the opportunity to have their experience, like, for example, supermarkets this week. But that's the experience that Klai Yisrael had when they experienced the Seder in Yerushalayim. So I'm going to share with you a screen of a Mishnah. One second. If I could ask the host to shift me to host so I could share my screen. If you get this message, the host, you could shift me to being host and I'll be able to share my screen. Here we go. Great. So now I'm going to share a screen with you. And I want to share with you a Mishnah Pesachim that we're familiar with is the source for Manish Tana. The Mishnah Pesachim says that Mazgalo Kos Sheni, you could look at the cursor to see where I'm standing in the Mishnah. V'chan haben shoel aviv, im ein das v'ben aviv m'lamdo. So if you don't know how to ask your own Manish Tana, so you teach the person to ask Manish Tana. So the question is, Manish Tana halayla hazeh shebuch michol halaylos, how is this night different? So look at the red text that you see here, which was a version that we do not say nowadays, but it was the version that the Jewish people said when they were in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. How is this night different? Shebuchol halaylos anu ochlim basar tzli. We would eat all kinds of meats on regular nights. We would eat roasted meats, shaluk, boiled meats, mevushal, other kinds of boiled meats. But tonight, all we eat is the Pesach, the Korban Pesach, the roasted meat, the barbecued meat of the Korban Pesach. Halayl hazeh kulot tzli. So you see right away off the bat that Manish Tana was really written to reflect life during the second Beis HaMikdash. Manish Tana was really written to reflect what it was like to have a Seder with the Korban Pesach. We don't have the same Manish Tana. We changed that line. But that's not the line that I'd like to focus on tonight. What I'd like to focus on tonight is the line that you have here in blue. Shebechol halelos anu ochlen chameitzu matzah. Halayla hazeh kulo matzah. That Pesach night, the Seder night, is different from all other nights because all other nights we eat both chametz and matzah, but tonight we only eat matzah. So that's the line of Manish Tana that I'd like to discuss with you this evening and share with you an incredible insight of the Abarbanel as to how he understands what this question is that the youngest at the table asks when he says Manishtana. Listen to how the Abarbanel explains this line of the Manishtana. Says the Abarbanel that we Jews know how to express gratitude. We have a mitzvah to express gratitude. And that mitzvah in its pinnacle, in the apex of the mitzvah of expressing gratitude, is that we bring a korban todah. And the korban todah that we bring is sort of what the Seder night is supposed to be. We're having a seuda to celebrate our redemption. We're having a seuda to celebrate our Yeshua, our Geula, our salvation from all the troubles that we had. And a korban todah, typically, is to demonstrate our gratitude for being saved from four situations. If you look there on the screen, you have the Lashon of Chazal that appears in numerous places. Here's quoted from the Yalkut Shimoni, but it's elsewhere as well. Rav Yehuda, arba tzrichim lahodos. There are four types who have to express their gratitude. Number one, Yordei Hayam, people who travel through the oceans. Number two, where my cursor is, Holchim et Baros, those who travel through the deserts. Number three, Misha Hayacholav and Israp, someone who was ill and was healed, Baruch Hashem. And finally, somebody, Misha Hayachovish Beveis Asurim V'yatza, somebody who was in jail, who was incarcerated, and was freed from incarceration. And says the Abarbanel an incredible thought. He says that every Jew, as that Jew celebrated the Seder night, as we celebrate the Seder night, we are in fact thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all four of those experiences. Number one, as we went through Yamsev, we were Yordei Hayam. As we traveled through the Midbar to escape Mitzrayim and to enter Eretz Yisrael, we were, number two, Holchim Midbaros. Chazal teach us that at Matan Torah, all those who were ill were healed from their illness. So indeed, we were also Misha Yechola Venisrape. And finally, in Mitzrayim, we were jailed in Mitzrayim. We were subjugated to slavery in Mitzrayim. We were released from that jail sentence as we were freed from Mitzrayim. We were, again, the fourth one, Misha Yechovich Beis Asurim, and we were freed from there. And in that sense, suggests the Abarbanel, the Seder night is really like a very extravagant Karban Toda that we bring. Because we're thanking Hashem for all four of the elements that we thank Hashem for a Karban Toda. And just parenthetically, of course, these four elements which warrant a Karban Toda are the same exact elements that warrant a Birchas Hagomel for those who also experience one of those things when somebody is ill or somebody had a baby. Afterwards, they say a Birchas Hagomel after they travel over the oceans, in the skies, over the Atlantic Ocean, they get out of jail. They also recite Birchas Hagomel, which is one of these, to parallel the Korban Toda that would be recited at this time. So Abarbanel continues, he says, not only does the Seder night demonstrate these four redemptions that warrant a Korban Toda, but we know that at the time that the Leviim would be sitting or standing in the Beis HaMikdash during the bringing of the Korban Pesach, what would they sing? They would sing Hallel, just like you and I sing Hallel at our Sedarim. Where'd that come from? Why say Hallel? Well, maybe we're reenacting that Korban Pesach, but more than the Korban Pesach, we're reenacting the Korban Toda that was being brought. And finally, there is another similarity between the Korban Toda on one hand and the Korban Pesach on the other hand. And that is that in order for a person to participate in the Korban Pesach, you couldn't just show up and say, hey, you have some extra meat, could I join you? No. You had to register well in advance and make sure that all the animal, the entire sheep would be accounted for and be able to be finished being consumed. Just like the Korban Toda, which was a massive amount, 40 loaves of bread were brought, and the halacha was that it had to be finished in being eaten by the next morning. Korban Toda had an incredible amount of bread, had a very small window in which to consume that bread. And that required also inviting a lot of your friends together to join in your celebration, to thank Hashem for the salvation that you experienced. In that sense, just like the Korban Pesach also necessitated that joining together, that registering, becoming partners and shutfim, and being mismane as registered users, as if it were, of the Korban Pesach. But says the Abarbanel, you know what our question is? When we ask at the Seder, the Manish Tana, do you know what we're really asking? Says the Abarbanel, listen to this because it's an incredible question. Manish Tana halayla zemi kol halaylos. How come all year long, when we bring a Korban Todah and we express our gratitude to Hashem for taking us through a desert and for taking us through an ocean and for freeing us, we bring chametz u'matzah? Because the loaves that accompany a Korban Todah are four types of loaves. A Korban Todah has what's called a rakik, which is what you and I call matzah, and it has chalos, which are what the Sfarim use for matzah, soft matzah. Thicker, softer matzah, like a laf. The third type of bread that's brought with the Korban Todah is a revucha. Revucha is oil that's mixed into the dough, so it's a little bit of a more flavorful, richer kind of baked item. Those three are all halachically not chametz. But there's a fourth category of breads. There's 10 of each. 10 rakiks, 10 matzahs, like we have 10 chalos, like the Sfaradi or the Temani matzahs, 10 lafas, 10 revuchas mixed with oil, all perfectly kosher l'Pesach. And then at the Korban Todah, there's a fourth set of 10, and that is 10 loaves of chametz. And that's what the Torah specifies very precisely, that when you bring the Korban Todah, you have to have those 40 loaves, 30 of which are kosher l'Pesach, 10 of which are chametz. And the Torah tells us, bring all 40. Says the Abarbanel, our question is precisely this point. How come all year long when we celebrate the Korban Todah, we celebrate a Korban Todah of chametz u'matzah, halayla hazeh kulo matzah. But tonight when we celebrate the Korban Pesach and when we have our Seder, we are experiencing the same gratitude, expressing the same gratitude, commemorating the same four experiences of redemption that the Korban Todah is to express gratitude for. And yet, we don't have the chametz. We have only kulo matzah. And that is the question of the Abarbanel. I'm sorry, that is the question of Manish Tana, as explained by the Abarbanel. To review this point in 1 minute, in 1 moment, the Abarbanel saying, Manish Tana halayla zemi kol halayla shebechol halayla, it's all the times that we participate in the Korban Todah to thank Hashem for all of the salvations, which is what we're celebrating tonight at the Seder night. We have both chametz and matzah. 30 loaves of chametz and 10, I'm sorry, 30 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of chametz. All we have are loaves of matzah. We do not need chametz. Why are they different? That's the question, Mishtana, as explained by the Abarbanel. That's a good question. That's a deep question. Qualitatively, how is the Seder night, which expresses our Hakaras HaTov, for saving us from being in the oceans and from passing through Yam Suf and saving us through the Midbar and saving us, Me'avdas L'cheres, why is it that we don't celebrate like a regular Korban Todah? That's a powerful question, that line of the Manish Tana, as the Abarbanel is teaching us its deeper meaning. What's the answer? Why is it? Why indeed do we have at our Seder something that looks Korban Todah, that smells like Todah, that walks like a Korban Todah, but apparently don't have any chametz like the Korban Todah does? So the answer to that question of the Manish Tana, as by the Abarbanel, I'd like to share with you a beautiful Chasam Sofer. This is something that the Chasam Sofer himself said at the Poland Press for Rishaldo Drasha, some 100 years ago, give or take a few. And Chasam Sofer says the following. He says, when you sit at the Seder night and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving you from the Yam Suf and from the Midbar and healing us all at Matan Torah and saving us from Avdus L'Cheiros, leaving us, bring us out of our incarceration, do you know what we're really saying? We're not really bringing a Korban Todah. We're demonstrating something very different and something even greater in our gratitude for the Karban Todah. And let me share with you what that is. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's another Karban that we have to familiarize ourselves with. Please join me as I share my screen for a Mishnah. Hold on, please. For a Mishnah in Menachos Daf Ayin Ches. Says the Mishnah that the Karban Miluim was not a Karban Todah. The Karban Miluim was the Karban that was brought for the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, for the inauguration of the Mishkan, for the inauguration of the Kohanim, when the Kohanim were inaugurated to become Kohanim and to inaugurate their service in the Mishkan. Well, what kind of Karban was it that allowed them to be inaugurated? Well, please join me and look at my cursor as we go through this Mishnah. Hamiluim, the Karban Miluim that was brought by Aaron and his sons as they became the Kohanim, Hayubain Kimatza Shebetoda. It is similar to the Karban Todah, but it only is three quarters like the Karban Todah. Because if you remember, we said that the Karban Todah had four sets of 10, had 40 loaves, 30 that were kosher lePesach, 30 that were matzadik type of karbanos, and 10 that were chametz. But what is the miluim? The miluim is only 30 out of those 40. The Karban Miluim to inaugurate the Kohanim into their avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, Hayubon Kematze Shebatoda, like the 30 of the Karban Todah that were kosher lePesach. Which 30? Well, 10 chalos, the 10 that were the fat, soft matzahs, like the Sfardu, the Temanim used, and 10 rikikim, like the crispy matzahs like Ashkenazim uses, and then 10 revucha, which is the kosher lePesach matzahs that have oil mixed in with it. That's what the Karban Miluim consisted of. Oh, says the Chasam Sofer, that indeed is exactly what our Pesach Seder is all about. It's the answer to the question of Manish Tana Halayla Hazemikol Halayla Shebechol Halaylos, all other Karban Todas, we have Chametz U'matzah, Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah. Says the Chasam Sofer, what does it mean, Kulo Matzah? It means that we're not bringing a Karban Todah tonight at the Lel Seder. We're bringing, similar to the Karban Todah, three quarters, 75% like the Karban Todah, but 25% different than the Karban Todah, because whereas the Karban Todah has 30 loaves of matzah and 10 loaves of chametz, halayla hazeh kulo matzah, and therefore it is precisely like which Karban? Says the Chasam Sofer in his drasha, from the pulpit of the shul in Pressburg, kulo matzah, because tonight we are not bringing a Karban to celebrate. It is not an action of the Karban Todah, but rather it's a reenaction of the Karban Miluim. The Karban Miluim, which is three of the sets of four loaves, only the matzahs that are kosher lePesach. And that's what we're saying, halayla hazeh kulo matzah. What's the idea here that the Chasam Sofer is trying to teach us? What is he telling us by telling us that the Seder night is not a night to celebrate our haudah, our gratitude for being saved from the Midbar and from the Yam and from the Beis Asurim and from our Choli? That sounded like a lot of sense. It made a lot of sense. What is the Chasam Sofer telling us that our Seder is to be a miluim as opposed to a Karban Todah? Well, says the Chasam Sofer, he explains himself more clearly. When do you bring a Karban Todah? When your body is in trouble. When your body is in danger. When that physical aspect of your existence is in peril, to that you bring a Karban Todah. Your body is in danger as it crosses the sea. Your body is in danger as it crosses the desert. Your body is endangered as it is incarcerated in a jail. Your body is endangered as it is sick. However, on the night of the Seder, we're celebrating something very different, something much greater and loftier. What was the Karban Miluim? The Karban Miluim, that elevated, that sublimated the from being regular plebeians, from regular people to be elevated, mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, most literally, that's what the Karban Miluim accomplished. It was the Korban Milum that invested the Kohanim with their stature and their position to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a higher level than everybody else in the world. And that's what we experience. That's what we communicate to ourselves, to our families, to our children, when we have that Seder without the chametz, only the matzah. We're not just bringing a korban todah to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for saving us, saving our bodies. That's not what we're celebrating, my friends. We're celebrating something much greater. We're celebrating the fact that we have become elevated through Yetzias Mitzrayim. We have become risen up. We have risen up above the nations of the world to become the Am HaNivchar, Mamleches Kohanim, V'Goy Kadosh. That, says the Chasam Sofer, is the point of the Seder. Not to celebrate that we became free, not to celebrate that we made it through a desert, or that we made it through an ocean, or that we got out of jail, or that we feel better than we did previously. Celebrating something very, 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 very deep, and something very, very perfect. When we sit up, it's our job to realize that we are becoming elevated people at the moment of the Seder. It's our job to realize that we are becoming charged, like the Miluim charged the Kohanim to become that Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are being charged with a new mission to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu that heretofore we haven't been. That's the rededication, that inauguration of each and every one of us, of you and I, that reinauguration that we are being invested to become Hashem's people, to become that Goy Kodesh, the Mamleches of entirely Kohanim. We all get to be Kohanim. I see, I look at the screen and I see there are a number of Kohanim on the phone, on the line. On Seder night, we're all Kohanim. Not just you, and you know who I'm talking to, but all of us become Kohanim on that night of Lel Seder. That's what the Chasam Sofer is telling us. And that's what it means, that Halayla Hazeh Kulo Matzah, because it is not a Korban Todah that has Chametz, but to the contrary, it's a Korban Miluim, which is what invests the Kohanim to become the Kohanim. You know, if you look around at books that describe what Passover is to the Jewish people, they liken it to the emancipation of the Negro slaves. It's a freedom for a nation. And on some level, there's a lot of truth to that. Yes, we became emancipated. We became free. We were subjugated. We were enslaved. And now we are no longer enslaved, subjugated, but that's missing the point. Maybe that would be appropriate to bring after such a redemption, a Korban Todah, but that's not what we're bringing, says the Chasam Sofer. We're bringing a Korban Miluim, because the point of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the fact that our bodies were freed, which is what an emancipation might mean, but the fact that we were elevated to become Ruchnias Dika creatures, to become an Am HaNivchar, a Bechir Hashem. That's why we say Halayl Hazeh Kulo Matzah. And just to finish, what is it that they sang as they brought that Korban Pesach? What is it that we sing when we sit at our Seder night? How do we open Hallel, which is the mitzvah of the night? Let me share that final source with you on the screen right now. A line that we're familiar with. Hallelujah, Hallelu, Avdei Hashem. This is the Hallel of Mitzrayim. This is the Hallel HaGadol of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We don't say thank you, Hashem, for freeing us. We don't say let's praise you, Hashem, because we're free men. We don't say thank you, Hashem, because you took us me'avdos l'cheiros. We say thank you, Hashem, for making us into Avdei Hashem. Seder, and now we could hopefully, as we approach all of the times of the year, we express our gratitude for all the things that Hashem does. But on the night of the Seder, the focus is entirely different. On the night of the Seder, the focus is so much higher, so much greater. We thank Hashem for becoming an elevated people. Friends, as we get ready for Pesach this year, in the circumstances that we find ourselves, there are going to be a number of adjustments. It's not going to be exactly the same way Pesach might have looked last year for many people. But we can't look at it with eyes of physicality. We can't look at it with eyes of glasses that are perched on our noses. We have to look it through the lenses of spirituality. We have to look it through the lenses of the Torah and realize that whatever, whoever's at our Seder and whatever our Seder looks like and whatever things look similar or different than it did last year, to realize what we're focusing on is something very internal, something very incredible, that we are becoming an elevated people. We are becoming elevated individuals. We are bringing that Korban Miluin that is Kulo Matzah, and thereby we are being invested as the Kohanim, as Aaron and his children were, to become Hashem's Mamleches Kohanim. I want to wish you all a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, Chazku V'Imtzu, and thank you so much for joining in.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.